May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 684. Of cistern waters art thou sick, and loath the mire they bring. Then hither stretch thy thirsty neck, and taste a living spring. Hymn 684.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, from Psalm 69, reading the first 18 verses, and then we will read together from the second chapter of the Gospel according to John. First, reading together from Psalm 69, the first 18 verses. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Gospel according to John, chapter 2. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother, and his brethren, and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. When he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 40 and 6 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. May the Lord bless those 2 portions of his word of truth to us, and teach us how to pray and what to pray for. O Lord, our God, once more we come before thee, Lord, poor and needy, Lord, looking unto thee, Lord, for needed help and grace. O Lord, come to us each, we pray thee. Prepare each of our hearts to approach unto thee. O do, Lord, we pray thee, draw out our hearts to thee, in love, in affection, in worship, in prayer, in praise. O do come, Lord, and reveal and manifest thyself unto us, to each one of us, Lord, in a very real and personal way. And, O Lord, bring us each, Lord, and before thee, those, Lord, ready to serve thee and ready to be found at thy feet, ready, Lord, to hear thy word and thy truth. Come, Lord, we pray thee, and speak unto us through the gospel. O, enlarge our souls upon thy name, upon thy person, and upon all that thou hast done for poor needy sinners and at Calvary's tree. O Lord, we do look to thee. Open up to us again and again. O the whole bloody scene. O Calvary, Lord. O bring us to see whence cometh our great salvation. O bring us to see again and again, Lord, whose we are, to whom we do belong, that we are bought with a price, the price of thine own heart's blood. O, do help us, Lord, as we are brought to realize, O, what it did cost thee, Lord, to put away our sins, and the guilty sinner went free. And, O, Lord Jesus, thou didst bear in thine own body upon the tree the sins and the iniquities of thy people. Oh, we do pray, Lord. Oh, pray that redemption's work indeed may humble and soften our hearts. Remove all hardness, Lord, and bring us, Lord, to thee. Those, Lord, truly seeking thy face and would worship thee and seek to worship thee in spirit and in truth. And Lord, our needs again are varying and differing. Oh, but Lord, we do trust that we have come into the pews of thy house, committed, Lord, our cause and concerns and needs unto thee. And Lord, the needs of our never-dying immortal souls. Oh, those souls, Lord, which must live for ever. Oh, but Lord, where shall they live for ever? Shall it be an eternity in glory with thee? Oh, Lord, an eternity in destruction and in damnation. Oh, Lord, stir up our poor minds. Reveal and show to us our great need as sinners, as we come before thee. And, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt show to us indeed that one way indeed whereby sinners may be restored and brought back and blessed and with salvation through the blood of the Lamb of God. O Lord, do come to our needs, our deep spiritual needs in the gospel. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt, Lord, even this day, oh, do gather, Lord, gather to thyself those ordained to eternal life. Oh, may thy fear enter into many hearts, Lord. And Lord, that change divinely wrought by and through thy grace, bring sinners, Lord, and made sensible of their sins, but drawn to Jesus and his cross for mercy. These things we pray for, Lord, and Lord, we particularly think of those that are near and dear to us, those connected with us in the worship of thy name, our children and our children's children. Oh, thou dost hear our prayers, Lord, concerning them. Oh, that thou wouldest, Lord, appear in thy rich mercy. Oh, that thou wouldest remove all the stubbornness, the hardness, the rebellion. Oh, that thou wouldest humble their hearts, Lord. Show to them, Lord, the solemn truth, their sin. And, O Lord, if it be thy gracious will, draw them by the cords of thy love to Calvary's tree, to find there, O, the mercy, that mercy that flows through thy precious blood. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And, Lord, we prayerfully commit to thee those, Lord, that have been coming to the means of grace and for many years and are now in great age. And Lord, thou knowest that in our goings forth from one chapel to another, one cause of truth and another, there are those in great years, Lord, and Lord, that they've come to thy house of prayer all their lives, and yet are still seeking, Lord, and as it were, on the brink of eternity. O Lord, do appear for them. O, do show them, Lord, their need. O Lord, if it wouldest be thy gracious will to open their blind eyes, to reveal, Lord, thyself in the riches of thy mercy to sinners. O, that thou wouldest, Lord, open up to them, Lord, the truth of their sin and their need of a Saviour. O, do appear for them, Lord. We prayerfully commit them into thine ever merciful hands. And so, Lord, come in the richness of thy mercy. And we do pray, Lord, be with us, Lord, in all our path, our needs and our concerns. And, O Lord, we think of this nation of ours that had been truly blessed, Lord, over many years, and thou hast appeared for us, Lord, in thy great power, has delivered this nation from two great wars. Oh, that, Lord, it was by thy gracious hand. Many may think it was by the hand of men. Oh, but, Lord, sadly, Lord, do not know, Lord, thy providential intervention many times, and that it was thou, Lord, that didst overcome the enemies. And, O Lord, we have been favoured. We have been blessed, Lord, a nation, Lord, and who indeed hath in this nation that Christian faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, O Lord, we thank thee that thou hast maintained us, Lord, as a people, and truly and in this nation, that there is yet this day a remnant through grace, or a seed of promise, Lord, that promise given unto thy servant Abraham, that in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And, oh, we thank thee, Lord, that in this nation, oh, the blessing that thou didst, Lord, come, that thou didst, Lord, show mercy and deliverance, Lord, to sinners, and that there is a remnant through grace this day. And, oh, Lord, we thank thee, Lord, for that mercy. And we pray that there may be a reviving, Lord, in this dark and evil day in which we live, that there may be many, Lord, brought and made sensible of their sin and their need of a Saviour. Oh, do gather in, Lord. And we pray, and also, Lord, the solemn truth, this nation, oh, the ungodliness, the wickedness, the unrighteousness, the unruliness, even in government and in high places, and those that rule over us, Lord, those that legislate, those that give law, and oh, the solemn truth of those laws that are coming in which indeed contradict thy holy word of truth, and where, Lord, truly thou art that one indeed who looketh upon these things with such great displeasure. And, O Lord, we do pray. O, have mercy. O, come, Lord, and put forth thine overruling hand. Destroy the works of the devil, Lord, in those in high office. O, but, Lord, also come and change hearts, Lord. O, we would commit them prayerfully into thine ever-merciful hands, that thou wilt, Lord, show to them the error of their ways, and again, Lord, appear for this nation, for it is righteousness that exalteth a nation. Oh, let thy righteousness come into this land. Oh, Lord, a free gospel preach and set forth. May thy gospel have free course. May it go forth into the hearts and lives of many sinners. We pray thee, Lord, to change them and to renew them. And oh, to draw them, Lord, to thyself, as sinners indeed seeking salvation. So, Lord, appear, we pray thee. But we do thank thee, Lord, for the Lord's day. And we thank thee for the gospel this day. We thank thee for the precious truths of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that he is, all that he is in his offices and characters. We thank thee, Lord, for the doctrines of free grace. We thank thee, Lord, for thy gracious word and promises to thy people, and which all are yea and in him amen, to the glory of God by us. And so, Lord, we seek to draw near to thee, and be with us, Lord, in all our path here below. Oh, do order our footsteps, Lord. Teach us thy ways, both in providence and in grace. And, Lord, reveal thy gracious hand towards us in that way that thou wilt have us to go. And do help us to go forth in thy name, we pray thee. Rule and reign then in our hearts and in our lives. Keep us close unto thyself. Put a wall of fire round about us. Lord, oh, that wall of thy love, that wall of grace, that wall of thy providence. Oh, to keep us, Lord, bound up and secure in that bundle of life in Christ Jesus. Oh, we cannot keep ourselves, Lord. We cannot save ourselves. Oh, we have nothing in us, Lord. Thou knowest, and that without thee we can do nothing. Thou art all our help and all our need. Oh, but Lord, we thank thee that thou, Lord, art that one thing needful to us, and that for us, Lord, thou hast done all things well. Oh, Lord, help us to continue then those found in a path of affliction, a path of trials, a path of tribulation, afflictions bodily and outwardly, soul trouble inwardly and spiritually. Oh, Lord, do come to the need of thy support and strengthen them, Lord, by and through thy word, in the inner man, Lord, and help them to continue, Lord, through that path that thou hast ordained for thy people to pass through. And Lord, that thou wilt bear them up and carry them, Lord, and deliver them. O Lord, be unto thy people that one, to one that whom they can run to. A refuge, a stronghold, a high tower, to which the righteous runneth into it and is safe. O Lord, come to all the needs of thy people here below. And we pray, Lord, be with us each then. And we pray, draw near to us now, Lord. Help us to serve thee and to worship thee. Be with those, Lord, that undertake the cause and the interest of thy house here, the deacons and the membership. O Lord, give them grace and wisdom to continue. So, Lord, now help thy servant. Help him to speak in thy name, thy word of truth. And we do pray that thou wilt help him, Lord, speaking in thy name, and that a precious Christ may be revealed to us in the scriptures, that one thing needful to our souls, to strengthen us inwardly and spiritually, and to renew us and quicken us by thy grace. So we ask these things in the name and person of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 902. Let him who thirsts for heavenly joys come unto me, the Saviour cries, and drink at my spring head. Leave all your boasting self behind, for from the Saviour you shall find a glorious life indeed. Hymn 902.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the Gospel according to John chapter 2, and reading the last clause in verse 17. The Gospel according to John chapter 2, the last clause in verse 17. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. It was a word that the disciples brought into their remembrance. It must have been a scripture that they had meditated and contemplated upon. They knew the scripture. It is a mercy, isn't it, that if the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will show to us his word. There were many things which they did not know and understand in respect of scripture and in respect of the dear Lord Jesus himself. But this word they knew. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Shown to us in Psalm 69 that we read together. And the words are exacting and precise. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. A word in prophecy by David. And David was greatly used by the Lord. He was a prophet. And the Lord spake through him many spiritual truths. And Psalm 69, if you read it fully at your leisure, you will see many of those precious truths belong to Jesus in that psalm. Many of them. It may be termed a psalm of the Lord Jesus. But we have the truth shown to us here in respect of the experience where these words would be used. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Just want to show that the blessing and the truth that is shown to us in respect of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he should come to his Father's house. It was prophesied in Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, John the Baptist. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. This was a word in prophecy in respect of the dear Lord Jesus. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Those who waited and by their faith for the coming of the Lord Jesus, the promise that was given in respect of him, and he shall come suddenly to his temple. Well, the Lord Jesus, he came to the temple. He came on the eighth day to go according as to the custom of the Jews. And it was a truth there with Simeon. Oh, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. He held Jesus up in his arms. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. It was in respect of Simeon, wasn't it? Jesus, a babe in arms. But you see, Jesus, you see, Simeon knew and understood the sacrifices and the offerings, and he understood that dear child whom he raised up in his arms, that by his faith he beheld him as his Saviour and Redeemer, and that he would lay down his life for him. Oh, Jesus, hear, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. It was in respect of Simeon, and this truth fulfilled. The Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. And then another word in respect of the Lord Jesus Christ in coming to his temple. He was only 12 years old. A boy, really. But when his parents had come to the feast day, and returning then to their home, they missed him. And they sought him, they could not find him. They returned to Jerusalem, they returned, and they found him in the temple. And he was hearing and asking questions of the doctors. And they were all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. But his parents, they were those who had sought him so earnestly, believing him truly to have been lost. Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, even in those young and tender years. Oh, it would be a mercy today if our young and dear children, oh, that there might be a zeal upon their spirit for the Lord's house, a desire to be found before him and to seek him. What a mercy that would be. But dear friends, pray for this. Pray for this. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And so the Lord Jesus Christ then, just want to revert to another time and season, and where the Lord Jesus a little later, I do want to just speak one or two things concerning the Lord, and then also those things that concern us and the Lord's house. The Lord Jesus prophesied of him once more in another psalm of David. And then, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Oh, the Lord Jesus came and fulfilled that word. He came, how beautiful, upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, was there ever a messenger that bore the gospel as the dear Lord Jesus did? Oh, there was none like unto him. The words, the gracious words that he spake, the deliverance of the captives, the broken hearts that are healed, and the gospel preached to the poor, And oh, that I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. He spake the truth. He spake concerning himself. He spake concerning his heavenly Father and the work that he sent him to do. He spake the blessed and glorious gospel that we have today. And oh, he never hid anything, dear friends. He never hid sin. He exposed sin for what it is. And he called for repentance, for the remission of sins. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Oh, where is the loving kindness of God revealed, dear friends? In the great congregation, the Lord Jesus preached in the temple, in the synagogues. He came and preached the gospel that his heavenly Father gave him to preach. You see, God is the provider of it, and Jesus is the author of it, the preacher of it. And this is the gospel that we have today. And in these words, can we not see? I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord. Thou knowest, O, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. O, Jesus came to give salvation to sinners, to preach the gospel to the poor and to the needy. And this is our mercy today. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Oh, the faithfulness of God, the love of God to sinners, the faithfulness of his word and his truth to us. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. You know, such a favour and a blessing for any poor, needy sinner to be found at the feet of Jesus. Dear friends, what a mercy it is to come there. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he came then and preached the gospel. And then, dear friends, the fullness of it. And that is preached today to poor, needy sinners. I restored that which I took not away, which we read together. You know, dear friends, man fell, and great was that fall, banished from the Garden of Eden, and brought very solemnly into a life of ruin, a life of sin, and friends, a life of death, spiritual and eternal. That was the fall of man and the wrath of God, borne out upon all sin. Then I restored that which I took not away. Where did he restore it, dear friends? This is the fullness of the gospel. It was at Calvary. He restored. He brought back what? The guilty, the ruined, a sinful race of people. Oh, are there not those here truly? And we seek that there may be all. Restored, brought back to God the Father. This is his loving kindness. But oh, this gospel, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And this is the blessing and the mercy. But what else was the temple worship, the house of God? What else was it a type of, dear friends? It was a type of the church, a type of the Lord's dear people. And see that truth in Ephesians chapter 2, And you know, the dear Lord loved his people. We will never be able to trace out that love, dear friends. The height, the depth, length and breadth of it, dear friends. Oh, what a love he showed to his people. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And then this truth, I restored that which I took not away. This is the church. Now therefore you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Oh, this is the type of the temple, the church. And what a blessed, glorious truth it is to be a member of that church. One of these stones, dear friends, living stones brought together, lively stones built up together. One family, one people, in whom ye also are builded together, O inhabitation of God. And this building up and raising up of this holy temple, the mortar and the fixtures of it, are everlasting love, could never be broken down, could never be severed, will never crumble, will never ruin. No, this church is growing today. Oh, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up to be a member of this temple of God. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? A type of the church. And this is the mercy. May we be helped just to open up one or two truths of this. The Lord Jesus came. It was the time and season of the Passover. And the Lord Jesus loved his heavenly Father's house. He loved the temple worship. Remember that in the temple worship were all the ordinances, the sacrifices, the offerings, the altar, the priesthood. Jesus, oh, he was going to fulfill all of this. It is with the time of the Passover, and we think of the Passover lamb. And Jesus come to fulfill that Passover, and the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. What was a part of this zeal of thine house hath eaten me up? Jesus fulfilling all those types and shadows which were shadows of better things to come. But Jesus to fulfill them, but for whom? For his people. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. You know, Jesus always held in his heart every one whom he would come to suffer, bleed and die for. He knew every one, all their names written on his breast. He knew them so intimately and had a great love towards them. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And then there was another zeal. Not only the order of worship, which was a zeal upon his spirit, but also the disorder and the solemn truth of those things that here were taking place. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. Holy indignation. He was offended, dear friends. In the days of my unregeneracy, I came to chapel, but spoke to a man who was a Methodist, and it was a Saturday evening, and they'd organized some way and means of raising funds in this church, in the Lord's house. And I mentioned this to this man who was a Methodist, well-to-do in the church. And I quoted this to him. And he said it was his own house. It wasn't the church, the temple. And I knew that he was going to be a hard man to talk to. He seemed to be so laying it out so strongly. But there was the Lord's house, and all manner of activity going there, raising funds for one thing and another, the Lord's house. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Oh, the solemn truth, dear friends, in respect of those that make mockery of the Lord's house. So there was a holy indignation from the Lord in respect of these things, and the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Well, dear friends, I would like to just, if the Lord will just show me one or two words that we may be able to speak of, and from these words, and that there may be an application of them for ourselves. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Oh, I do pray that it may be a truth with each one of us. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. See it in this way. We come before the Lord, and we may think of that time and season of Moses and the burning bush. Like Bethel was to Jacob, I believe that burning bush to Moses was something he would never forget. No, it would be a token to him. The Lord met with me there. But he was to take his shoes from off his feet, for the ground whereupon thou standest is holy ground. Ah, dear friends, let us remember that. The presence of the Lord, his spirit to pervade over the gathering. Remember this as we come to the Lord's house. And we come before him who seeth, watcheth, heareth. Dear friends, the Lord's house. One of our ministers who's now passed into glory, the Lord was, he was changing him. He was in the evangelical circles, and the Lord was gradually bringing him out. And one of the things, dear friends, that was a final severance from them was this. He'd come to the Lord's table, the ordinance of the Lord's table. And he was sat there, and there were some younger members of that church there. And they were joking, dear friends, around that table. And that did it. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. It brought him out. Such a holy place, sacred place. You know, God is looking upon us, dear friends. Let us know our place before him. We seek to worship him in spirit and in truth. But let us take off the shoes of our carnality. Let us pray over it, that we might be before him in faith, in love, and in a right spirit, the right mind. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. We're in his presence, dear friends. And then this truth, the Lord's house, the Lord's pulpit, the Lord's pulpit, the Lord is in the pulpit, not the man, not the creature, the Lord is in the pulpit. It is the Lord, it is his word to his people. Something that I often pray for. Let Christ be seen. Let me decrease. Let Christ increase through the pulpit. Let Christ be seen and beheld in the pulpit. And it is a warning in one sense, friends. Oh, this pulpit is the Lord's pulpit. And it is for those whom the Lord has raised up. Those whom the Lord has given the heavenly calling. They alone have his divine permission to stand in his pulpit. Oh, let this be a truth. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. When you see the pulpit, it is the Lord's pulpit. It is the pulpit for his ministers whom he has raised up. And they watch for your souls. Oh, this is the truth, isn't it? I can just come to a word in respect of this. Paul, an apostle. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man. Oh, see, dear friends, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his gospel to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Dear friends, no flesh and blood. And when we come to the Lord's house, behold the pulpit, behold the minister. Remember that the ministers have been raised up by God himself to minister his word and his truth to his people. Let this be a truth. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. God has made a wonderful provision. He has come, dear friends, and he has blessed us with his word, with his ministers, with the Holy Spirit. This is the truth. Behold his ministers, they watch for your souls. They pray for your souls. They seek blessings and mercy for your souls. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. They're the Lord's ministers, the Lord's servants. Take knowledge of them. They have differing graces, differing gifts, but they all are the gifts of our God. He will give gifts for men. Some apostles, some teachers, some evangelists, some prophets. They're gifts from our God. And they belong to the church. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants. For Jesus' sake, let it be a truth. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Every provision of the Lord's house is by our God. Let us each take knowledge of it. This is the blessing, and this is the mercy that we have here in respect of these words. But then, this truth. I turn to another place that it was taken from the words that we've read together. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, the Lord Jesus. In the prophecy of Isaiah 56, we have this truth. And it is a word that is of encouragement. The fulfillment of a word in Psalm. If I can just read this first. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, or the gospel, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Dear friends, may this be the truth concerning each one of us, that the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Dear friends, the Lord has provided a house here. In his providence, he had a people in this locality, in this vicinity. He has provided a house for his worship by his hand, dear friends. The Lord has opened the door. Come into it. And with a willing heart, with a desire, with a zeal upon thy spirit for the Lord's house, for the Lord is here. And dear friends, come with all thy deep needs to him and hear. It is a house of prayer. and call upon his name. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Dear friends, what a blessing it is to be one of those who have a desire and a zeal to come to the Lord's house. And I beg and I pray, continue in it. Oh, the blessings that are found inside here, dear friends. Oh, this earth, friends, cannot provide anything more blessed and more suited to our needs than what the Lord provides for us in his house of prayer. A full and a free gospel, salvation to sinners. Dear friends, the world running after wealth and fame, seeking the vanities of this life, filling up their lusts with pleasure. Dear friends, this is, what a blessing this is. Thank the Lord, dear friends, for that deliverance from all things but him. A house of prayer for all people. And pray, pray. It is a house of prayer. Whatever your needs are at this time, pray. Let this be the truth. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Why is this? Call unto me, I will answer thee, show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jesus says, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Pray. It is one of the greatest blessings and privileges given to any poor, needy sinner to call upon the name of the Lord, to seek his face. And whatever your needs might be, they may be providential needs, temporal needs, they may be spiritual needs. But then, dear friends, there is salvation in this house, because here the gospel is preached. Here the precious Christ is revealed in all the blessedness of his cross. And friends, pray for that. Pray for that, that Christ may be revealed to your souls, that one thing needful. Oh, I think of that word in Hebrews chapter 10. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Friends, the throne of grace, the house of prayer, it's open for the poor and the needy that cry unto him. Oh, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Such a wonderful provision, dear friends, to come before him, to tell thee all thy heart, all thy needs and thy deep concerns, whatever they might be. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. And then another truth in respect of this. In thinking of Sennacherib and those armies that came against him, not Sennacherib, Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat, his first instinct was to come to the Lord. And remember that, friend, in all our troubles, in all our trials, in all our concerns, let Jesus be first. Come directly to him. You see, do not rely upon thine own heart. No, it will deceive thee. Do not rely on thine own strength and thine own understanding. Jehoshaphat came to the Lord. Those armies that came against him, Moab and the children of Ammon and the Ammonites and so forth. And then this truth. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And he gathered all Judah together. And they stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. He came to the right place. You see? The house of the Lord. Why was it? For thy name is in this house. That is why he came there. And our eyes are up unto thee. Oh, dear friends, come. You see, the name of the Lord is in this house. It is. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. We've got someone to come to in the time of our trouble. Hezekiah. He did the same thing, that blasphemous letter of Sennacherib. He took it to the Lord's house, laid it out before the Lord. Dear friends, the Lord is ready to hear and to answer the prayer, the cry of his poor people. We have got someone to turn to. Come immediately to him. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Oh, he's ready to come to all our help. He showeth pity and compassion. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. In all our afflictions he was afflicted. He knows what we feel. He knows we're weak. He knows we're helpless like Jehoshaphat. But he came and overcame all the enemies of the church. And dear friend, we come to that same God. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Oh, the blessing. Just want to use another word. Psalm 36. You know, David, he was unable to come to the Lord's house on many occasions. That time when he was a fugitive in the wilderness, many years. And then also the time when Absalom became a usurper. He had to flee from Jerusalem into the wilderness again of Judah. Denied the Lord's house, and David loved the Lord's house, you know. In Psalm 36 we have this truth. And just quote these words beforehand. One thing have I desired, said David, that shall I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One desire, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Oh, dear friends, there's so many beautiful things, wonderful things, in respect of our dear Lord, to behold him, the beautifulness of his person, the beautifulness of his cross at Calvary, the beautifulness that he indeed is the husband, and the church are the Lamb's wife. My beloved is mine, and I am his. And the beautifulness of all those things that the Lord has laid up for them that love him, yet to experience. But we know that the Lord, and our faith rests upon it. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, it is all beautifulness in the Lord. His people, friends, with him here in their pilgrimage journey. They're with him as they go to the grave. Yes, he watches over their body laid in the grave. Their soul departeth to him that gave it. Again, the blessedness of the resurrection is shown to us, that body and soul shall come together and forever be with him. You know, the church are never severed from him. No. The Lord has given the church the victory at Calvary. He has overcome all their enemies, and they shall come to heaven. Preached, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And then we have this truth, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Oh, David, I do believe he understood the truths and the blessings found in that. What is the fatness of God's house? Why, it is Jesus. It is his gospel. It is his cross. It is the salvation that he wrought for sinners. That is the fatness of his house. Christ and him crucified. Paul loved to preach Christ and him crucified. And oh, think of it, dear friends, that salvation should come to such an one as he. Oh, but that it should come to any one of us. Isn't that the mercy? Oh, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. The marginal rendering of that is watered. And I thought of that second hymn, well, the first as well. You know, he is the fountain of living waters, dear friends. Oh, it is he that doth come to us. It is he that doth open our hearts, dear friends, through his Spirit, for those living waters to flow into our poor souls, the living waters of his doctrine, the blessedness of God's everlasting love, his electing love, his choice of us. These are living waters, dear friends, living realities for the souls of the Lord's dear people. And the Lord, the whole of the covenant of his grace, the Father, Son, and Spirit, these are living waters, dear friends, to the soul of a poor sinner, so refreshing, so renewing, because Christ is in them all, and his mediation. Oh, and then his incarnation, the doctrine of his incarnation. Oh, such a gift of our God, an unspeakable gift. Oh, the fatness of thy house, oh, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. All that Christ is and all that Christ came to do for sinners. And then, dear friends, the doctrine of the cross, the doctrine of his precious blood, the doctrine of his righteousness, the doctrine of our justification, the doctrine of heaven, everlasting life. Oh, the fatness of thy house hath eaten me up. Something for our poor souls to live upon. Something for our poor souls to joy and rejoice in. Oh, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. All these gracious promises of a God in covenant with his people. And then, dear friends, his characters and offices that he holds, the fatness, oh, of his house, the zeal of his house, hath eaten me up. Oh, the prophet, priest and king, the prophet to come and speak to us, to preach to us in his word, to speak unto us the words of this life. Oh, these are living waters, dear friends, rich streams of living waters to make our souls rich in faith and in the love of the Lord Jesus, to help us to continue to grow in grace and knowledge of him, to bring us nearer to him, a closer walk with God. These, dear friends, are rich streams of living waters flowing into the souls of poor, needy sinners. The fatness of thy house, even Jesus, revealed to a poor sinner. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. A prophet, oh, think of the word, the scriptures of truth, the written, the incarnate word, is the promises of a covenant God to his people, all in him, yea and amen, to the glory of God by us. Every word and every promise opened up to us. Oh, and he meets our need and case, dear friends, in these glorious offices that he holds. Prophet, priest, oh, our great high priest above, always ready to make intercession for his people, ready to hear their prayers and petitions. Oh, it is by and through him that we serve and worship our God, that we call upon our God through Jesus. Oh, the fatness of thy house, it's Jesus, and the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. Oh, this great high priest forever, dear friends, to his people, ever liveth to make intercession for us. And then he is our king, to lead us and to guide us all our journey through. There isn't a part of our lives where this dear king is ruling and overruling for us in every part of our lives. It is he, this king, that has made a highway for us here below. It is a highway, the king's highway, and the Lord's dear people are passing through it, dear friends, never to be passed off it, through it. Oh, they may come through difficult times, troublesome times, afflictions and troubles. Oh, but the Lord, our great King and Lord of Lords, he will bring us through, dear friends. His business now is at the right hand of his Father to gather to him through the gospel all those whom he suffered, bled and died for, the fruits of his sufferings and death, bringing them all to God the Father. Oh, these are living waters. Oh, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And then, dear friends, the physician. Oh, and we need the physician time and again. The sick need him, and we're sick, dear friends, we're sick in soul, we're sick in respect of sin. Oh, but this physician, and oh, that fountain of his precious blood, open for sin and uncleanness, it is open today. And oh, a precious Christ, set before us, and for all poor needy sinners, can venture there all upon him, as I made mention this morning, coming freely and openly. Oh, Jesus showeth mercy to sinners, those brought to feel their need of him, Welcome, dear friends, to this fountain of his precious blood that he shed for sinners. Oh, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Oh, these mercies. And then, dear friends, is a refuge for us to bring us to our course here below, a hiding place. Oh, someone, friends, where we can rest our poor souls under the shadow of his wing. And know, dear friends, that he will bring us to himself and where he is. Oh, whatever calamities we may fall into here below, one thing, friends, can never be lost, and that is his people. No, never be lost. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish. It means to be lost, but have everlasting life. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And dear friends, he has prepared a place for poor needy sinners, an inheritance reserved for his dear people. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Oh, I feel betimes so wretched, so undone, such a great sinner. But one thing cannot be changed. His promises that are yea and at him amen, and his loving kindness to my poor soul. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. All that Christ is and all that he has done for sinners continually opened up to my poor soul to bring me on my journey to that heavenly place that he has prepared. Oh, is it so with each one of us? The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Oh, may a precious Christ be revealed to us time and again, and particularly in his house of prayer, where we come and meet together in his name, and where he abides with his people. The promise, the twos and the threes, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £735, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ince will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Pack will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 918. Blessed are the poor in spirit, who their native vileness see. They are all taught sin's demerit, gladly own salvation free, and from Sinai to the wounds of Jesus flee. Hymn 918.
Thank you.
Us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us in all our path this week. Go before us in the way. Conduct us in thy love and fear. And when we come to thy house again, if it be thy gracious will, may the zeal of thy house eat us up. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.